Blackstock are down to pass, and they have them down to the 43-yard line. But the pass intended for Connor Jansen. He was a little deflected there by the defender, and they're going to be another flag against Vassar's number 29, Marshall Fabro, out of the secondary. And this will be a 15-yard pass interference penalty from the line of scrimmage. So a first down, pushing him out to the 35-yard line.
Pass interference on the defense, 15-yard penalty, will be a first down.
Fabro turned around, made a nice play on the ball, got his hand up, but it's not that hand that they called. The other hand is draped around the waist of the intended receiver, Jansen. You cannot grab a hold. You can put your hand on his back, make contact, but you cannot grab, and that's an easy penalty call for the officials. And 15 yards forward for Baddocks, yet another penalty on Vassar.
From the 35-yard line, first and 10, it's a pitch out to Jack Clancy. Here he goes across the 40, dragging two defenders all the way out after an 8-yard gain down to the 43-yard line. 73, Logan Hook on the tackle after an 8-yard gain for Jack Clancy. Second down and 2 as we have an official timeout on the field. Looks like kicking up a little slow. Matt Kokulski looks like he rolled an ankle on that play there. He'll go out with 59 seconds left in this first half. Both teams just trying to get to the locker rooms in one piece now. 38-6. Baddocks leads by 32 points.
Yeah, they've had an unbelievable first half, but don't think it stops just here yet, Clark. As obvious as it would be for them to run this clock out, don't be surprised if Kelly Durr, with this kind of lead, lets Vinny Blackstock throw it one more time yet in this half. It's been a play that has been available to them all night long. The only thing was in the last one to Jansen. They were bailed out by penalty. He actually had Tulaski open on the other side of the field. He's got to take a second and scan the field a little bit longer, but that play-action pass out of the single wing has been there all night for him.
Straight to Black Sox, spins in the backfield, downfield to throw, has him open, and it is caught at the 30-yard line. Here comes Cody Tulaski at the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Baddocks. Dave Hansen called it, and it's a pass from Blackstock to Tulaski for a 55-yard score.
As soon as Blackstock got the ball, he does his fakes and basically does a 360 in the backfield, faking to both running backs. When he turned around, there he was in the middle of the field with his right hand in the air, Cody Tulaski. The ball was a little bit underthrown, not Blackstock's best pass, but Tulaski comes back to the ball, makes the catch, and actually spins the opposite way, and he's absolutely... The break of tackle was huge, and then Tulaski off to the races. Baddocks scores yet again with 41 seconds still to go in the first half.
Altogether a 57-yard strike from Blackstock to Tulaski, and they're going for the extra point. Lining up to kick, Spencer Britt. Good snap. The kick is up, and this one is blocked from the get-go. Take your pick on what defender had that one. Gideon Dom got all the way through. And this one is no good. So the score remains Baddocks 44, Vassar with 6. A 38-point difference right now with 41 seconds left in this first half. We'll stick with you here, Dave. No one saw this one coming. We knew Baddocks was good. We knew they had some life against Harbor Beach last week. They had signs. You know, Jack Clancy comes out of the second half, takes one to the house on the first series. Here we go, Baddocks maintaining every aspect of this ball game tonight against Vassar.
Yeah, I'm not sure what your definition of good is, but I'm going to go with improve. We hear that there was a lot of positivity in camp. I'm not saying you're wrong at all, Clark. I see a lot of positivity. We saw some really good things from Jack Clancy, Ryan Wehner especially. Heard a few things that Vinny Blackstock could be the ultimate quarterback at some point for this team, and clearly they love him throwing the football, and I see why. But they've always the question was, do they have that ability to win? Can they force some turnovers? Is the defense up to par? And they've shown on all facets of the game tonight they can play this game, and the single wing offense is starting to really settle in and take off for Baddocks. So I'm not surprised that they did score a couple times on Harbor Beach's tough defense last week.
41 seconds, and the kick comes down to about the 24-yard line into the hands of Colton Heiser. Goes right into the teeth of that special teams defense for Baddocks out to the 36-yard line. And that's where they'll start the drive, brought down by number 56, Sam Thompson, on the tackle. First and 10 with 35 seconds left, a 38-point differential right now. if the half were to end right now, there'd be a running clock in the second half in favor of the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Yeah, can you say that one more time?
In favor of the Bad Axe Hatchets.
That is awesome, Clark. They have deserved it. They have played an absolutely awesome game. And even though there's only 35 seconds left, Clark, do not be surprised if quarterback Ricardo Macon airs it out here a couple times with the feeling of nothing to lose.
Too wide each way. In the pocket, steps up. Now has to go back around. He has a flood out of the pocket to the far sideline. Going to keep it for himself. He's still on his feet. Has the first down across midfield. Blast over defender inside of Bad Axe territory. Down to about, they're going to say, the 44-yard line. No, they're actually going to say they stepped out of bounds at the 48-yard line of Vassar territory. So from the 37 out to the 48, an 11-yard gain for Ricardo Macon. First and 10 inside Vassar territory still with 22 seconds left in this first half as he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah. Bad Axe having the prevent defense on you. Got Ryan Wehner 30 yards down the field watching to see which direction the ball is going to be thrown to try and cut it off. Macon does not fall for it. He tucks it away and actually makes that all on his own. It looked like he had more than 11, but it clearly stepped out early. But a nice run there by Macon, basically on his own.
Macon in the pocket looking to pass again, and he's going to be brought down for another sack, and this time by Cody Bailey, the sophomore defenseman for the Bad Axe Hatchets. And away from the play, we have a penalty flag about 2 yards from behind the line of scrimmage.
I think you might see your first personal foul penalty here, Clark.
I think so, too. Coming off, hobbling a little bit, number 56, Sam Thompson, who is involved in very close to that flag. Officials discussing it here, trying to figure out, and it looks like it is against Bad Axe, at least according to initial signs.
Personal foul on the defense. Results on the first down. Reset the clock to 11 seconds.
So into Bad Axe territory, the Vassar Vulcans, and aided by a 15-yard personal foul. First and 10 from the Bad Axe 39-yard line. In a hurry, 11 seconds on the clock. Two wide each way, Macon in the shotgun. The clock starts back up. Probably the last play of this half. Macon throws it right downfield, and they're going to say there was this one. Nowhere yet. It's a complete pass or not at the 28-yard line. They're going to say incomplete. As it hit the turf as he tried to dive for it. Pass intended for Nathan Fos. Fos. And there should be about four.
If they're going to rule that incomplete, Clark, they got to put some time on the clock.
There should be about 4 or 5 seconds on that clock still. Clockkeeper did his job right here, I will say that.
Well, there was confusion. They didn't know if he caught it or not.
There was no sign.
No signal, nothing.
Set the clock to 5 seconds.
5 seconds it is. Second down, 10 to go with 5 seconds left in this half. Vassar trying to strike for the second time tonight. They trail by 38 points currently. 44-6. Two wide each way, make it in the shotgun. Standing off that left hash, and it is caught, and they're going to try and go for the hook and ladder, and this one's scooped up. Here comes Jack Clancy. Watch out at midfield to the 45, to the 40. Has one man to beat. That's the 25. Cuts back in 10, 5.
He's gone.
Touchdown, Jack Clancy. A 70-yard, we'll call it a fumble recovery. Jack Clancy on the hook and ladder. Vassar tried to do it as time was expiring. Jack Clancy was Johnny on the spot, and he takes it. Beats about six white jerseys in front of him and takes it in the house for a 70-yard score. Jack Clancy, why not finish the first half the way he started it?
Wow, with a big play. Vassar trying a hook and ladder. They clearly tipped their hand on the play before. They wanted to just catch it and lateral it back and try to make something happen. But big mistake. You're going to the ground. You cannot just hand it to your defender. And out of all of them, why give it to Jack Clancy? And right Johnny on the spot as he grabs the ball again in a foot race down the left side. No one there to touch him. One stutter step and Macon doesn't have a chance. And Jack Clancy take it to the house. 70 yards. Bad Axe with a 50 spot here in the first half.
That's right. Bad Axe with 5-0, and they're going to go for the extra point here. Vassar with just 6. A 44-point difference right now. as we'll do this PAT, and then we'll head to the half.